This is Ozarks at Large. This weekend, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith held commencement ceremonies virtually. Chancellor Teresa Riley and deans offered their congratulations, as did Fort Smith Mayor George McGill. And the commencement address was delivered by John Jetter, the conductor and music director of the Fort Smith Symphony. Sitting at a piano, he did more than just the commencement speech.
Hello to the 2020 graduating class of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith.
. 469 students signed up for the virtual fall commencement, and Friday afternoon we reached one of them by Zoom, Rafa Yassin. Rafa leaves UAFS with a major in media communications and a minor in Spanish. When her college career began, things were pretty normal. In-person classes, no social distancing required, but the last couple of semesters were anything but the usual.
It was pretty difficult, not gonna lie. You know, whenever you're so used to doing something a certain way and then having to change everything all of a sudden, it was very hard. And a lot has changed within my courses. Like, I feel like when we don't actually get to go to class, like we don't actually have in-class classes, I feel like it takes away from that motivation to actually want to do any work. It takes away from the, you know, like, why am I doing this? You know, you just sit and you're thinking like how is this doing anything? How am I learning? It's more of like me teaching myself kind of situation rather than being in a classroom setting whenever you can actually listen to your professor lecturing. And so it was pretty tough, not gonna lie, but I did push through it, and I know that everybody else has been pushing through it as well. So yeah, I mean, I think it was difficult, but manageable.
Rafa began at UAFS as a political science major, then turned her attention to writing, and finally settled on media communications. She says despite the changes, she always had an eye toward a common goal for her post-studies life.
Initially, my goal was to become like an immigration lawyer. My plan was to always help people. Like, my plan was always to change the world, because honestly, we kind of live in a corrupt world nowadays. So I just felt like I couldn't do that by being an immigration lawyer. And then writing, I was like, no, that's not exactly what I want to do either. And then I found out that we had a media communication degree.
There is another goal for her: to help eradicate the persistent stereotypes about Islam and Muslims.
You know, we're portrayed by the media as being terrorists, as being people that just want hatred towards everybody, when that's not really the case. I mean, I know there are a few rare extremists, a few extremists, but that does not, the small few doesn't, you know, shouldn't portray the big, large community that we are. And so my goal is to always try to shed light on what we really are. And by doing that, I really wanted to try and go into the media field and maybe like become one of the first hijabi news reporters, or maybe make a movie someday about, like, you know, the correct portrayal of what Muslims are, you know, not some freaking story about how a Muslim woman falls in love with a white man and then she ends up taking off her hijab. And, I just want to change the way the world views my culture and my religion. That's my goal, really.
Rafa was born in Syria, but came to Fort Smith before her first birthday, and she's lived in the city ever since. She says her goal to help defeat stereotypes is influenced in part by unfortunate episodes involving a lack of acceptance of who she is.
Just because I have something on my head, I feel like it shouldn't make me different than anybody else that has been raised here their entire lives. And unfortunately, I have been victim to some hatred from a lot of people here. And it does play a little bit of a role into why I want to go into what I want to do.
And she's already started work toward better understanding of her religion and culture with a series of entries on the streaming social media app, TikTok. The quick snippets, she says, began as a hobby.
And then it turned out a lot of people liked watching my content. And so it was really nice to get out there, you know, put Muslims on the radar, I guess, like show them that we're not just what the media portrays. So it was really nice sharing kind of that side of me, you know, but that was more like of just like a personal type thing. I don't know. I don't know where that's going to go, to be honest with you. I'm still kind of trying to grow my platform.
Rafa Yassin says she wants to stay in Arkansas, perhaps move to Northwest Arkansas for a job, and would like to eventually be a news anchor. She graduated Saturday from the University of Arkansas Fort Smith with a degree in media communications and a minor in Spanish. We talked with her Friday via Zoom. Tomorrow, we'll meet another recent UAFS grad who's realizing her lifelong dream to teach.
The Scott.